Jackson couldn't believe how hot his stepmom was, even after a full year after the wedding. While he was merely 20, Alana was in her mid-30s, far younger than his dad. It seemed like she should be dating him instead of that old man. The 20-year-old student simply couldn't keep himself from staring at Alana day and night. And maybe that was one of the reasons he hadn't moved out of his house and into the college campus. It gave him leeway to stare at Alana as often as he wanted, even though he knew he should never try to touch her. After all, he shouldn't do something like that to his dad, right? The old man was good to him, and he was clearly in love with Alana, but temptation was definitely there. Alana had the kind of body most men would swoon for. Her tits were firm and round, her ass apple-shaped, her hips amazing, and oh, those legs seemed to go on for days. Her hair was blonde and her skin tanned, and it was clear she was high-maintenance. His dad pampered Alana and gave her everything she wanted, from new dresses to jewelry, and even spa days. After all, her looking so good was in his best interest, too. The older man adored showing off his younger wife and enjoying her between the sheets. When Jackson's dad invited him to tag along on a vacation abroad, the younger man hesitated. Was it a good idea to spend even more time around that hot piece of ass? Temptation was only growing further and further, and it was becoming almost impossible to resist it. He wanted to fuck that blonde Barbie doll so badly. But in the end, his father convinced Jackson to go along with them, and as the young man was on spring break, it wouldn't really affect his studies. The problem was, the instant they arrived at the resort, Alana began using nothing but the tightest, sexiest bikinis, and Jackson simply couldn't keep his eyes off her. It came to the point that he had to try and leave whenever she entered the same area he was in, just to keep his erection from being noticeable to everyone else, including his father. So when his dad decided to go golfing, Jackson was relieved. He would be able to relax a bit without both his father and stepmom constantly around. The handsome young man decided to use the jacuzzi in his hotel room and relaxed with a cold beer when someone knocked on the door. Could it be room service? I don't recall ordering anything at all, he told himself, wrapping a towel around his naked hips and heading towards the door. When he opened it, though, there wasn't a hotel employee standing there, but rather his stepmom, wearing nothing but a sexy little red bikini that left little to the imagination. Her tits looked amazing, almost completely exposed. The nipples were erect already, and her body was so wonderfully tanned after spending hours by the pool. Hi, Alana. Dad's out golfing, he managed to mumble. But the older woman just chuckled as she entered the room without any hurry. Close the door, Jackson. But, he mumbled, gulping hard as he tried to figure out what was going on. She looked at him over her shoulder and raised her brow sharply, the smile on her full lips so seductive, so enticing. It was clear what she wanted, even though he was trying to pretend not to notice. Close the door, silly boy. I know your dad's busy. That's why I'm here. She purred, and then, with a sensual little movement, she tugged at the string of her bikini, letting it fall heavily onto the floor. Her tits were incredible, unlike anything he had ever seen before. Firm and round, gorgeous beyond belief, with the most stunningly erect pink nipples. She smirked at him and motioned towards the towel. Are you happy to see me, or are you hiding something underneath your towel? She asked, making it clear she noticed the tent forming down there. He grunted once more, hesitating whether he should do this or ask her to leave. After all, he would be betraying his dad if he fucked this amazingly sexy woman. And yet, how could he deny her when she looked the way she did? "Are you going to stand there or do something about all this?" she asked, irritated, removing the bottom part of her bikini and revealing the most stunningly trimmed pussy. He couldn't believe how good she looked. It was insane his father could actually fuck this woman, no matter how much money he had. But then again, why wouldn't Alana marry an older man who would pamper her the rest of his life and then leave her a huge inheritance? And why wouldn't she want to enjoy the pleasure of fucking someone younger from time to time? "I don't know if I should do this to my dad. I mean, he really loves you," he mumbled. But she just chuckled and rolled her eyes. "Yeah, yeah, and I love him too. His money, that is. He loves my body, silly, and showing me off to his business partners. Now I need a real fuck, and if you won't give it to me, I'll have to go look for someone else," she said with amusement as she moved closer to the younger man and tugged at his towel. He let it fall then, revealing his fully erect cock, and she arched her brow, grinning wickedly. "It's bigger than your dad's. That's good," she purred teasingly. Grabbing his erection with such sensuality, Jackson couldn't hold back any longer. He grabbed her by the shoulders and spun her around, forcing the older woman onto the bed. Jackson stood behind her, helping the gorgeous blonde get on all fours, exposing her apple-shaped ass to him in that stunningly moist pussy. "That's what I'm talking about," she teased him once more, and Jackson bit his lower lip, slapping her ass hard. "You talk too much," he finally scolded her, before grabbing his cock and rubbing his bulbous head against her folds. She purred with sensuality, clearly wanting him to plunge himself deep inside her at once, but he was going to tease her a bit further before giving her that. So Jackson continued to brush his crown against her soaked pussy until she was quivering with anticipation, and only then did he thrust forward, making the older, sexy woman moan so loudly, so enticingly. He never wanted to stop fucking her. That pussy was tighter than any other he had fucked before, even girls his own age, and as he began thrusting in and out of it, her tits bounced back and forth hypnotically. So big, so firm, so perfect. He could understand why his dad had married a woman like this. She was a perfect sex machine, moaning out his name, panting like crazy, wiggling her ass around and clutching her pussy around his cock, massaging his girth. "Oh, fuck. You're amazing," he grunted with desire as she began pushing her hips back against his lap with each thrust. She grinned, looking over her shoulder and winking seductively. "I know I am. And now that you know it, I can get the best of both worlds. Your daddy's money and your big young cock," she purred seductively. He grunted with arousal, leaning in and pressing his muscular chest against her back, wrapping his arms around her curvaceous body with desire. His hands soon discovered those amazing orbs, and he squeezed them hard, pinching at her erect nipples until her moans filled the room. They continued to fuck hard and rough, moving in perfect tandem, their grunts and moans syncing up as the pleasure grew further and further. Her pussy clenched around his girth so fiercely that Jackson completely lost control, and with one last thrust, he filled his stepmom up with his seed, pushing the older woman over the edge. She quivered from head to toes, throwing back her head, flushing furiously as she screamed her stepson's name over and over again. "Yes, Yes, yes, Jackson, yes, she hissed as she reached the peak of that powerful orgasm before falling forward onto the bed. His cock bounced softly as it left her perfect pussy, and he suddenly felt like something was missing. He needed to be inside her again. I don't think my dad will be coming back anytime soon. Let's have a drink in the jacuzzi. What do you say? He asked, clearly intent on fucking this sexy blonde stepmom all over again. Finally, some initiative, she purred seductively, nodding as she walked towards the jacuzzi, swaying her hips from side to side with each new step. He knew he was hypnotized, lost in the pleasure her body could provide. But it didn't matter any longer. Now that Jackson had tasted his stepmom, there was no way to allow things to go back to normal.